Fred Clemens is the next president.
Where's your Fred?
Sitting right over there.
Two things.
Mike.
Use the mic, please.
Old story, briefly. Two things. Yeah, we've got to have a real budget planning process, and it's got to relate to objectives and mission. Number two, we need to observe the normally accepted percentages for the kind of working capital you've got to have on hand at any point in time to deal with emergencies. So with all due respect to the chair, who I usually agree with 200%, I think he's dead wrong here. And I do not understand clearly how you implement that is a very, very real question. And if you're trying to avoid that, I understand it somewhat. But that working capital has got to be there, Michael. And it's got to be there right now. And it's got to be there as soon as possible. And if that means cuts, yes, that means cuts.
Okay, and I need to make it perfectly clear that what I stated, I did not state specifically that Arlene is being let go. What I said was the fact that we hear that her contract is not being renewed, in essence, implies that. That's all I meant to say.
John Crumshaw, Eisenberg, Fred Blair, Benjamin, and Tuck Anderson.
You're welcome.
I want to make a brief comment about programming because I noticed that the Sonali Show, Spanish language programming, does fundraising related to their program. And I think that's what they can understand that you have the same program on, even if a higher percentage of time is devoted to that program. But on Spanish language, they will offer a film or have a discussion. Sonali will offer a book or a film. And that's what people need to hear if we're going to keep that audience and attract that audience. The other thing I wanted to suggest is that we used to have movie events where we brought people together at one time. So everybody in the audience was a KPFK listener. So you got to meet other people who were supporters of the station. It could be at an odd time where the theater is generally not very full, but it would be a good way to build community and a kind of outreach. The outreach committee is working to build a relationship with the community. The whole station needs to be engaged in that same effort. So I think if we can look at ways of building community, it will help us in getting our fundraisers at a point where we won't have to have so many days of it, and where the fundraising won't sound so different from the regular program.
Yes, I'd like to reiterate and focus specifically on something that Lydia just said about budget, objectives, and most importantly, strategy. Mm-hmm. It seems that what is missing from this station is we are constantly going from, you know, the frying pan into the fire. And the reason why is that there is no strategy. Let me go through a couple of very quickly things. Ali mentioned car donation. We are talking about, and I've heard the word socialist used a lot today, but in a capitalist system, the value of something is taken from the workers by people who put up money. Now, the people who are taking these cars are making a fortune. I was a mechanic. I put myself through school by charging half what dealers charge. If they're making money on donations, and donations are profitable, we could make a whole lot more money if we brought this in-house and did it ourselves. We could move them out and not just get a nice cash flow. We get much, much more than what we're getting. But whether it's giving away parking at the station, solar projects, fundraisers, payola involved, there is never any response from this board on what is going on. We have a relatively new general manager who takes on hero awards without ever consulting this board and still has his job.
Yes.
If I was running this, I would have fired him.
Yes.
And people need to disappear. I like Bernard. He's a very nice man. He's in over his head. I have asked on several occasions. I have offered. I can't even. Mr. Patel talked about doing some fundraising. I have offered. He said, I'll meet with you. He never meets with anybody. He never follows through on anything. So as to what my colleague talked about in terms of capital borrowing, you capital borrow, I can tell you lots of businesses that went out of business when they capital borrowed to take and fix up, let's say, the restaurant in Berkeley, sunk a whole lot of money into it, put a lot of equipment in, and lost big time because they had brand new facilities. And this was a radio station that I was talking with Bernard about that did that. They upgraded all their equipment and went bankrupt in the process of doing it. So these are things I would like to see a strategy. The last thing I will say is this. I think my sitting on this local station board has been a complete and utter waste of time. We are completely ignored. And people do what they damn well please, and that's got to stop, or we're going to be going from one fight, you know, one thing to another like we always have, Chicken Little.
All right, thank you. Fred Blair? Okay.
You don't think we could get together some guys and get a piece of place?
One in relation to the ones that can be fixed,
the others you part them out.
In regards to finance, but it's not
the same as much money.
The first thing is,
but we're socialists.
I wanted to know, and unfortunately the general manager is not here, is what's the update? The GM had mentioned that he was going to do an evaluation on staff positions. I'm reviewing that. I want to see what's the update on that, because if that's in relation to the budget cuts, I personally am in favor of reducing cuts and increasing revenue, because we're at a point where we work as a collective, as a network. It's not just whoever's in the black, and we have to shame those who are in the red. So it's very important to look at what cuts can we make realistically. I mean, I'm not saying staff, or if there's any operational costs or anything like that that we could reduce, it would be necessary for us to move forward. And especially as a governing body, that our sole responsibility is oversight and evaluation and hiring or dismissing of management and also passing budgets. We have been doing very little of that.
Okay, thank you. Chuck Anderson, John Lambert, and that's it.
I agree with what Lenny just said. I agree with everything he said. I'd like to make a comment on what Jen Aaron said about the Woody Guthrie show. It was conducted by an anti-communist who was exiled from KPFK, Berto Marcos,
yeah.
SOB.
That's right.
Excuse me, please eliminate all insulting references to anybody's names or...
And I'd also like to comment how strange that is, because Woody Guthrie was a communist and an anti-communist put his songs on the air. How insulting is that to people who are politically active?
Right.
Okay, thank you. John Langer, and then President Dick, just a comment.
Who has the mic to John Langer?
Somebody hand me a mic. Let me go. Lady. Okay.
I came in late, so I don't know how much this was covered. But in discussion, I mean, a phone call with Ankeny. My question, she said she heard at the station that some of the of our debt has been inherited from the rest of the network. And so I'd like to find out how much of that debt that we have from the network. And to that end, too, I'd really like to see the auditor's report, because I want to see the numbers, and furthermore, I'd like to see the numbers for all five stations so I can get a complete understanding of where this is coming from. And the third point is that in Spain, in the area known as the Basque region of Spain, they have a type of a model of corporations, which is called, essentially, it's a cooperative, and there's like 100,000 people in the Mondragon, I don't know how you pronounce it, Mondragon co-ops. And the way they do it there is they don't outsource, because the people, the employees there own their own company. And this is being imported to the United States through U.S. Steel and a variety of things, and in Cleveland, Ohio, I believe. Anyhow, the notion is that they don't have a management burden. They don't outsource anybody any jobs because they all work there. And every employee who knows where the fat is, who knows where the lazy employees are, they put pressure on them because it affects their own bottom line. I propose the Monergan model be considered for KPFK and tried out here and then possibly exported to the rest of the network. The idea is if you're a company and you don't pay extra people for managers and the employees are the managers, then you have a competitive advantage.
Yeah,
look at this. This is a big way to save a lot of money and to actually have democracy within KPFK instead of the fascist model, the military model, the command and control that all corporations have. It's a shame that we're so goddamn
all right, thank you. Your turn. Before we turn our voice to comment, I'm going to introduce another motion myself. I want to move that
wait
we schedule a special meeting.
Wait a minute. You wouldn't let me speak. I mean, that's then you can't speak. If we don't have time is over, then, you don't get to speak
fine.
Either, Michael.
Okay. In the next period, I'll be introducing a motion to have a special meeting in the LSC.
And put me on the staff for after the...
I'd just like to thank the gentleman with the white T-shirt. That was very enlightening about the general manner. I didn't know that. But I would just like to say, just a suggestion, when you put these agendas up, why don't you put the names of the listener boards of these organizations, what do they represent, just for our information. I would also like to see a chart showing the management levels from the national, et cetera, to see what the chain of command is. And also, I'd like to reiterate that when you have your fundraising drive, I would like to see on paper how much each program raised. It's a gauge of how many people are listening. And if they're not doing a good job in raising money, I would suggest that, that program be replaced. It's only fair. Thank you.
I'd like to ask the people who haven't spoken yet get precedence, so if you can reorganize your line in that order.
Marla, may I ask that KPFK expand the parameters of their public service announcement? In May, I sent the station and several of the individual programs announcements of a media training program at Iron Mountain College. The multimedia department offered training in photography, video, audio, motion graphics, and internet publishing. Classes taught as accelerated workshops to prepare the students for media work. These classes were to cost $125 per class. I realize this violates the free requirement of public service. To my knowledge, the station did not announce the classes, nor did I hear the on-air programs announce the classes. This would have been an opportunity for progressive organizations to train personnel for work in media, and the station did not announce the classes. Every commentator on the station's programs complains of a lack of news coverage of progressive issues. Maybe next time.
Yes, we lost a lot of listeners because during the fund drive, most of the program, radical program, is preempted,
yeah.
Especially the Spanish program. Then another thing we talk about, car donation. Year ago, I suggested to the management why one person is coming and buying the car. A friend of mine donated an antique Mercedes-Benz. Beautiful. That company, they paid $400 for that. There is no competition. It's one just company are coming and buying the car. It's not, two, three companies to come and offer better price. This is the whole thing. So we are, I'm against any time that they preempt any program. They make $800, that would be enough. Please keep the program alive.
Hi, is there anybody here that has been long enough except Lydia on this board that has heard me for many years? I can think of many years back, Lydia. How often have I asked this board to educate itself on what is a financial statement, a P&L, profit and loss, and balance sheet? you remember. How many years? I am a bookkeeper. Why is it that you keep saying, okay, the budget looks good, when you have no clue what's on the budget? Why is it that I am facing this tragedy right now? By the way, there's a difference between operational revenue and unrestricted revenue. There's a difference between full cost and reserves. And if we do not can differentiate between these two areas, it is no wonder we have no idea what a balance sheet, what the items are. And you never ask for the proper numbers because you don't know what a balance sheet or a P&L is. This is horrendous. And I am also against the fact that we have SRIP programming. I will be out, Margie. SRIP programming on KPFK, stealing the air out of other voices that could be heard. That is Sonalika Hotgar, Margaret Prescott, and thank you for taking my picture, and Ian Master. I want those three strips to be taken out, that salary to be redistributed to people like Ankur Patel and the like. Thank you.
Redistribution of airtime. Well, I spoke for 1 minute and 30 seconds before. I have a lot of different ideas. I've been interning for more than a year. We're talking about big donations, right, the cars. That's against the ethos of this damn radio station. We should be going after the small donations. Why does everything $25? This CD, I'm going to pass it around. We're talking about organizing, right? Execution. This CD cost me 50 cents to make. I want everyone to take a look at it. I passed them out already. I can make these. We can sell these for $5. People will do that. And Underground University, how am I going to follow? How are we going to organize? I have post-its right here. There's a pen. Whenever, please, if you're interested in helping me organize Underground University, put your name, your phone number, when you want me to call you this week, and I'll follow up with you. I picked up a job as a union organizer. It's all about follow-up. And I haven't been able to give enough time to KPFK because you guys won't even pay me $10 an hour. Right? I go back to that. There's so many people that are volunteering here not getting paid. People working 6 years. Living on couches and with the parents, I live with my parents, all these other things. And so there's a lot of different things that are going on here. And I can keep on going, but please, if you're interested in working with me on this Underground University, get in some revenue. This CD cost me 50 cents to make. It's life striking. It's real nice. Take a look at it. And there's a lot of different ways that we can generate revenue, and I think we should be going smaller, not bigger. The car thing, that was really interesting. If we're only getting paid $400 on a Benz, woo!
Yeah, I want it.
I support auditing our car donation. In 2000, we managed to push Japanese industry out of the British Baja California. They were going to destroy Breeding Ground for whales in order to put a liquefied natural gas in. That liquefied natural gas went in. The Mesa plant for San Diego Gas and Electric Company has gone in. The huge billions of dollars transmission, 500,000 volt transmission line has gone into the west of San Diego. All of these things are based on our car donations. It's a San Diego corporation. They're using our AQMD credits for those gas guzzlers to put in the Mesa station, to put in a natural gas generator, which they had no use for. It's 10 years behind, it's millions of dollars over budget, and it's built on our car donations. That is a, we've never audited, I've been yelling about it for 10 years.
The cars go to Mexico. Every time.
Okay. Thank you for the public comment, and I urge the members of the board to respond after the meeting. We're at time for this discussion, and there was a motion from Mr. Lexa that was seconded to, roughly speaking, increase the effort put into generating car donations.
Whereas the KPFK car donation program is a proven source of income, move that KPFK revisit its car donation program, marketing and outreach, including the use of warning cards, forward promotion, online social networking, and e-blast promotion.
Point of information?
Actually, I said more cards, not warning cards.
But given the discussion that's taken place about cars and the money involved, is it possible that we could, you know, examine if there's another way of doing this? What Ollie is talking about is increasing something that has a potential high value, but I think what the rest of us are talking about is not a progressive station like KPFK being part of an oppressive capitalist system where money goes where it shouldn't go, supporting things that are against what this station stands for.
I call the motion.
I think if people have objections to the motion and want to modify it, they're going to have to just vote no at this point, and we'll take it up at another time. So, all in favor of the motion as stated? All opposed? Okay, without me, still 8. 6 in favor, 8 opposed, abstentions. 1, 2. Okay. We're actually past time for this discussion. No, it failed. Yes, so I said 6 to 8, 2 abstentions. 6 in favor, 8 opposed, 2 abstentions. We have a time certain on this agenda, 2:45, to adjourn to a executive session to look at the personnel, program director search committee. And so we have a couple of items on here that I think we should take the personnel committee report for a minute.
Wait,
personnel committee?
Was I out of the room? Were you going to propose a special meeting time for this since we have to?
Yes.
And can you make that?
Okay, I'll make that motion now then. We're almost out of time for this meeting. My proposal is that we have a special meeting in August in addition to our regular August 15th Wednesday night meeting. We would have a Saturday meeting in August. I think it should be a long meeting. I think it should incorporate a session on Mr. Soto would be willing to help us with that on general principles of budgeting, profit and loss, and other things we need to know and to come up with this.
Question?
Yeah.
I hope the purpose is, first of all...
Please use the mic. It gets recorded, and there's people in the back who can't hear you.
Michael, I suggest the purpose should first be to get us into the white and to get us to that meaningful percentage of working capital. I think I've been, more than anybody else, the advocate for mission and objective-based budgeting.
Yes.
I've done it. I understand it. I'm saying we shouldn't come within 10 goddamn miles of that right now. We should survive or we're going down the tube and it'd be a shame. If that's the purpose of your meeting, I support it. If the purpose of your meeting is for people who long ago should have learned budgeting, perhaps, and to get into some issue of whether, you know, our core is liberal social democracy or anarchism or what the hell it is, you know, vis-a-vis our program and who the minorities are, that, no. So what's the purpose?
The purpose of the meeting is to come up with a budget for the coming fiscal year that would include a reserve, that would include a plan for meeting the capital expenses, that would include some strategic sense of purpose for what things we want to spend the money on, and a way to raise that money. That's the purpose of we have a responsibility to come up with a budget for the coming fiscal year in short order to send to the PNB, and we haven't done in this meeting in any way, shape, or form.
Why don't we focus first on balancing, and then we're going to figure out the purpose.
And now in dialogue, I object.
And that balance, if you don't know.
Is this second?
No, maybe there's a rule for this.
There's no motion.
There's not a motion.
What's the motion?
I don't have a comment from me. I'm supposed to say that in August.
Wait a minute.
I was on the stack after. Let's at least, you know, have some semblance of decorum, please, and not favoritism. First of all, there is a finance committee meeting on August 6th this is what we're going to do then. Okay, you made a previous engagement, so you can't come.
I made a previous engagement to have a biopsy.
Whatever, whatever. So, you know the state. You've known the state for 6 months.
The finance committee is not at my design. The finance committee is irrelevant. The proposal is to have... If people can't come to the finance committee,
we need to schedule something earlier than the finance committee so we can work with the recommendations from the LSB, and the general manager needs to be there.
All right. I'm looking for a second on the motion to have a special meeting. Yes, the date? 25th of August?
Saturday. I propose the 11th.
Okay, I'm old. I don't care. I think we need it sooner, so I'm going to say the 11th. Is there a second for a special meeting?
I second it. I support the motion and the particulars of how the meeting is conducted and who participates. We heard from a couple of people. That's a separate issue, I hope.
Sure.
Yeah. Thank you, because that's what we have a governance committee meeting for, but we've heard some good recommendations. So I support the 11th. And I'm happy to be on the committee to secure a venue. You know,
all right. Further comment on a special meeting on the 11th to vote into the budget. It's normally 1 o'clock.
I'd like to comment that we make it on the 4th.
I think it would be helpful to have the finance committee meeting prior to that meeting. So
prior to the finance committee meeting, which is why I'm suggesting. Let's take a vote on it, Michael.
Okay.
You know, let's see.
There's a substitute motion. Substitute motion to have it on the 4th.
Excuse me, I was consulted, and I will not be available on the 4th. The 11th works.
I'm sorry. Out of order from the floor. So on the substitute motion, now is what's under discussion.
The reason I suggest you better have it on the 11th is the finance committee would hopefully spend some time on this budget and bring recommendations to the LSB meeting so the whole board can consider it. I think it's probably better that we have the LSB meeting after the finance committee meeting. Thank you, that is the normal procedure.
Okay, so without objection, I take a vote on having on the 4th as a substitute motion. All in favor of having a meeting of the LSB special meeting on the budget on August 4th, signify by raising your hands. I see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. All opposed? Okay, the substitute motion is defeated.
All opposed, so now how many no's?
2, 4, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 11. Okay, so going back to the original motion, which is that a special meeting on the 11th to discuss the budget. All in favor?
What time?
At 1 o'clock. Opposed? Yes. Opposed? Seeing none, abstention? 1. I got 13-01. There are other numbers here, but that's passing. So again, going back to the agenda, we're at a time certain of 2:45, which is in 5 minutes. We have a 1 minute personnel committee report.
Okay, the 1 minute personnel committee report is that we have worked on the new GM survey, which we have to do every year. The PD survey, which was completed, was on hold until such time as the final list of candidates is presented to the GM. There are still two interim positions that were not explained in previous meetings, and the GM said he would provide us with information concerning the development director and the accounting manager, but we haven't received anything. And we will be working on questions for the GM survey, because the survey
is not available for previous GM searches.
Evaluations.
And the next meeting proposed would be for August, mid-August, I think. We're saying now the 20th looks like the most favorable day.
All right, thank you. There's also a one-minute town hall task force, Mr. Ashley.
Yes, I've been trying to get together with Bernard to settle on a date.
We already did.
I mean, set on a date to meet with him. So I have not been able to do that because we've been playing phone tag. Hopefully by Monday or Tuesday I'll be able to email the LSP list as to the date that Bernard's available to me.
What is the date of the town hall?
I can't remember the date. There was a date set during the next fund drive, which begins on the 7th and extends for about 2 weeks, so it's before the 21st. It was towards the end. I can't remember.
I think it was the 16th or 17th.
Okay. Anyway, the idea is to have an on-air town hall meeting instead of paying for a venue and trying to bring people to a venue. We're going to conduct the town hall on the air with a number of members of the LSC and the management there. We'll be taking calls. And listeners will be able to participate in our committee. We'll be producing that for us. Thank you. I did want to point out that I asked earlier, we were requested by the National Election Supervisor if we could convene a meeting of the Committee of Inclusion. All five stations have a Committee of Inclusion, which is actually the Candy Committee. And if people could take a minute maybe to discuss with Ariana Gladney, who's here, was on that committee to meet it last year.
The waiver.
Yeah, the waivers we got three volunteers for the waivers. Not the other one, Ms. Kaufman.
I want to speak. This we had scheduled today to discuss budget issues. We only talked about talking about them. In order to set the budget, I want to get some idea or consensus from this LSB about how many fund drives is acceptable to them to start the budget with. I can't start the I will not approve 94 days of a fund drive. I can't. What
who are you to
is
approve that?
Consensus from this group about what that's the basis for setting the budget. Where is our money coming from? And, you know, there's some other stuff, but the majority comes from on-air listeners. And to say to the Finance Committee, oh, go make the budget, well, I want to know from the LSB, what are your feelings about 94 fund drive days for next year? No,
yes,
this is
okay,
open session.
Yes, but we're at the time certain that we set in the agenda, which is 2:45. And I make
a motion to extend 5 minutes to answer this question.
You can't extend time certain. Extend another time certain. Okay. All right. We'll take a vote on a 5 minute extension. Okay. So second on a 5 minute extension.
Second.
Okay. All in favor of a 5 minute extension, we need 2/3 vote.
Please.
All opposed?
No,
we're opposed.
No, she voted.
Listen. I'll need to count again, sorry. Okay. Again, all in favor of a 5 minute extension. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Yes. All opposed? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
1 in 4 days. Eight,
and that failed at 2/3.
Bravo. Bravo. I mean, you know.
Keep adapting.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, meeting is adjourned. We're going to be in executive session in a minute. That means the public. Thank you.
Thank you. And what time for the 11th
street?
Is it 1 o'clock?
1 o'clock. We don't know the location yet.
Okay.
We'll be in
that. Yeah.
Thank you.
I would appreciate it if you take into account that we need a projector. I will bring a projector.
Public business, I need to just find that.